تمام ارزش ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام میگذاره، همه این ارزش ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali عليه الصلاة والسلام, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام وقال عليه السلام في قوله تعالى إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان العدل الإنصاف والإحسان التفضل
Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali alayhi salam, said about Allah saying in the Quran, chapter 16, verse 90, Verily, Allah enjoins justice, adl, and benevolence, ihsan. Here, adl means equidistribution, and ihsan means favor.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we're discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Dear friends, in the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, we find that His Eminence, the first divinely appointed Imam, he speaks about the heart. And it's interesting, but when he talks about the heart, there are different aspects of this heart that the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam, speaks about. In one such place, he talks about how if the heart abounds in blessings, has many blessings, is overwhelmed with blessings, then the heart will become like a megalomaniac. Or in other words, the heart will become tyrannical, the heart will become despotic, the heart will become hardened and it will become strict and harsh. And so here, dear friends, we find that it is true. When we find that things are going our way and we find that there are so many blessings around us, there is a high likelihood that our heart will become tyrannical and despotic. And this is because when one has many blessings around them and they are endowed with many blessings, then there comes this sort of arrogance and pride and this kind of superiority complex, which of course turns into tyranny and despotism and megalomania. But one way to be able to fix this kind of a situation and prevent the heart from becoming tyrannical is when you realize that you have been blessed with a certain blessing. First and foremost, recognize that this blessing and every blessing is ultimately sourced with the Almighty Allah. And of course, the second thing when it comes to blessings and an increase in blessings and in order to save the heart from becoming tyrannical is that one should, after realizing that Allah has blessed us with these blessings, we should thank Allah abundantly. And this is one way to prevent our heart from becoming tyrannical. For as Imam Ali alayhi salam says, if it abounds in blessings, it will face megalomania. Another beautiful and profound lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRab English Radio, the program To My Brother. I'm Atta, the producer of this program, and at this moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم فاجعل نفسي مطمئنة بقدرك راضية بقضائك.
O Allah, let me be happy and satisfied with that which Thou considers good for me. Let me agree with that which Thou decides for me. Let me passionately remember Thee and invoke Thee. Let me be in love with Thy pure and sincere friends. Let me be well-liked and respected on the earth and in the heavens. Let me be unruffled and well-composed in the midst of misfortunes. Let me be gratefully thankful in prosperity. Let me be mindful of much and more bounties. Let me ardently desire for the heart-warming meeting with Thee, well-equipped with piety to gain my end on the day of requital. Let me follow into the footsteps of Thy representatives. Let me disassociate myself from the mannerism of Thy enemies. Let me pass my time in this world by praising and glorifying Thee.
تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
Now let's listen to Brother Muhammad Al-Hilli, who's going to talk about today's topic.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته The subject of imama has been a matter of discussion between Muslim scholars for centuries and continues until today. One of the core central beliefs in the school of Ahl al-Bayt is indeed divine appointment of individuals chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to lead mankind, both in the matters of this world as well as attaining the best in the hereafter. This book is called Al-Alfayn fi Imamat Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali, translated as 2000 Proofs for the Imama of the Commander of the Faithful, Ali, peace be upon him, and is written by the great Shia scholar of the 14th century Gregorian, Allama Jamaluddin Al-Hasan ibn Yusuf Al-Mutahhar, also known as Al-Allama Al-Hilli. Now, many have heard of this specially talented and gifted scholar who has many works on jurisprudence, principles of jurisprudence, theology, philosophy, logic, supplications, and other fields of Islamic studies. He's indeed a prolific author with hundreds of titles. It is said that he was the first to attain the title Ayatollah. Allama al-Hilli's role in bringing Shi'ism to Iran is also documented in the famous story of Sultan Ghiyath-ud-Din Muhammad Khudabandeh. Now, in this book, he presents 1,083 proofs on the imama of Imam Ali alayhi salam and the rest of the imams, peace be upon them. In the introduction, Allama Hilli cites the reason for writing this book. His son, later known as Fakhr al-Muhaqqiqin, and his name was Muhammad, asked him to write a book to present evidence for the imama of the imams alayhi salam. After Allama passed away, it is widely reported that he was seen in a dream whereby he was asked how he was. He replied, "I'm very well and in a great state of happiness, mainly for two reasons. Ziyaratul Husayn wa Kitabul Alfayn," i.e. this book. The work shows the extent of his knowledge, expertise and wisdom in presenting this very, very important subject. He utilizes intellectual arguments and rational reasoning, in addition to citation of hundreds of Quranic verses, to categorically establish the need for divinely appointed leadership after the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For example, at the beginning of the book, he says humans must understand key principles to appreciate and accept imamah. They are summarized as follows. He says the world is created, and the creator is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the necessary existent, wajib al-wujud, that has no beginning or end. He is capable of everything and his knowledge encompasses everything. He is not in need of anything. He likes to be obeyed and dislikes disobedience. He subhanahu wa ta'ala has made obligatory for his servants what is best for them and according to their ability. It is also obligatory on him to show lutf, kind compassion, upon them, and hence he sent them his prophets and finally Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, his last messenger is error-free and sinless, and indeed delivered the message by the truth.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.